Look at John 10:14. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. I am the good shepherd. Look at verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Sheep are a very dependent animal. I've never raised sheep. I've been reading about sheep again, read years ago, been rereading, stirring myself up again, because when you understand how to raise sheep, how to shepherd sheep, this psalm is going to open up to you like a rose in bloom. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. And Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. Now, why would he say I am the good shepherd unless there are going to be some poor, insufficient shepherds out there? And you look through the world of religion, there are a lot of shepherds who can't shepherd, don't shepherd, won't shepherd, who are full of mistruth, who mislead you, and who can't help you. But he said, I am the good shepherd. It's very important that you know whose pasture that you're in. Years ago, a gentleman spoke, gave his testimony, and had masses of tapes. Well, in his testimony, there was a thread of error. I'm very sensitive to that. You better be careful what you're listening to. And afterward, he put all his tapes on sale. They were tapes in those days. It was a very nice sale, a very generous offer on his part. But the thing that disturbed me was the number of people who were buying them and who were listening to them and who were placing in their spirit the mistruth that he taught. Oh, it distressed me. You better know the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. And follow those people who pasture you in truth. It's very important. Now, you have the Holy Spirit within you, and he's your guide into truth. That's what the scripture says. So as long as you have the Holy Ghost, you're not going to be misled. Pays to listen to the Spirit, not to listen to your neighbor, your friend, your cousin, or even listen what's in the airway. Sometimes what everybody's reading, everybody's doing is not good for your heart. So you need to know the difference, and that's just the extra. That won't cost you anything. And it says, I am the good shepherd. That means there are some poor shepherds out there, and you need to know what pasture and what shepherd and what household you belong to and stay there. Look at verse 12. Here's a poor shepherd. He that is an hireling, not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. Poor shepherd. Poor shepherd. Not doing the job. On our truck across from Lakeland to Auburndale, often we run across a small farm. The animals look so pathetic. I have never seen animals look as poor as they do. And more than once I said to Wayne, you know, somebody ought to report that. I mean, driving by the road, it's quite obvious that they're abused, that they're neglected. I'm very sensitive to animals, and I just was stressed out. And I made inquiries and found out that that is the farm to which the county sends all the abused animals when they pick them up. That's why they look so bad. And some of them they can rescue, and some of them, of course, have been abused too long. And that's why they're skinny, and that's why they're diseased. Now, a poor shepherd, a poor owner, doesn't really care. I read a testimony of a lady that raised poodles, and she sold poodle puppies. And one day she got a call from somebody said, I'm the neighbor of Mr. So-and-so you sold a poodle to. And he placed his puppy in the trash can, put the lid on it, hoping that the garbage men would pick it up without noticing. And she said, I think you need to check on it. So she went by, and she went by as, see, you're a Christian. You're generous. You're God's kid. And she went by with the full price that he had paid her. Now, you and I say that wasn't necessary. She thought it was. And she said, I've come to pick up the puppy. He said, oh, no, we love the puppy. She said, I know what you did to the puppy. And here's your money, and you give me the puppy. She wasn't willing to have the puppy abused. The new owner didn't care. You know, puppies become a fad. If you want a nice puppy, you wait until about February and go to what we used to call the pound, the, what's it called now? And pick you up one, because by then all the puppies purchased at December have landed in the pound. And they will tell you that. People have delusions of grandeur. Going to have a wonderful dog or cat. And then by February or March, they're finished. See, the Lord is my shepherd, and the Lord is a good shepherd. He's a good shepherd. He's not going to neglect you. He's not going to abuse you. Religion says God will get you. I grew up thinking God would get me. I was relieved when I found out he had just wanted to help me, that he wanted to guide me into truth, that he wanted to lead me to green pastures and to still waters. It's a wonderful thing to know that God is a good God. It says he's not tempted with evil, neither tempts he any man with evil. God is not evil. He doesn't bring evil to your household. He's a good shepherd.